Oh, hi, little sweetheart. How have you been? Does it matter why I'm here? What if someone sees me? So, I made sure to study your schedule. You tend to go to classrooms that are empty after school. How do I know? Well, since our last encounter, I'm sure you've noticed I had an eye on you, right? Since you did do that to me before, from the last time we met. Although, you're not taking my pictures anymore. Did you get scared? You're not scared? Then why are you shivering? It's not cold, is it? I'm pretty sure it's summer right now. Are you perhaps shivering because of my presence? No? Really? I don't believe you, sweetheart. Why not? Huh. I wonder. What do I want? Well... Cutting to the chase, huh? Well, what do you think, dear little sweetheart? To drink from you again? Well, you're not entirely wrong there. There's just more to it this time. You look confused. What's wrong, little sweetheart? Why am I looking at you like that? What do you mean? I'm staring at you like you're prey. Who said you weren't prey? Look, little sweetheart, I've been keeping an eye on you for a while, to be honest. Ever since we met, I've grown to like you. I'm so fascinated by how you work. What makes your brain and heart beat? I now can tell where you are just by a simple sniff of your scent. It always gets me hungry. Even if I had some blood tablets not long before. It's been driving me crazy all week. And finally, I have you alone. Aww, why are you begging now? I didn't even ask for you to beg yet. Come now, don't be scared. I'm not here to hurt you. Yet anyway. What do I mean by that? Well, you've been awfully close with this one person. I couldn't help but notice. What do they have to do with anything? Well, they've been close to what's mine for too long, actually. And I think I should do something about it. It's been itching for so long, so I thought I might as well do something, right? Shh. I won't hurt you, I promise. Not yet. I just couldn't help myself, really. Especially how delicate that neck of yours looks. My bite marks have healed over, too. Too bad they didn't scar from the last time. I guess I have to make sure I mark you properly, so people know that you belong to me. just fall asleep. I promise you're safe with me. You're awake. Good evening, sweetheart. No, stay put. I wouldn't want to strain you in bed. Well, not yet at least. Not without your consent. Why did I kidnap you? Wasn't it obvious the first time? I want to keep you to myself. Why? So no one can get to you. So no one can steal you away from me, silly. Let you go? Why would I? You're mine now. You belong to me. No one else. So no, I won't let you go. Not ever. Your friends and family? You go to a boarding school. No one will come look for you. And if they did, I'll make sure they get in the way between you and me, my cute little pet. You're not my pet? Well, not without a collar. Speaking of, I need to make arrangements to get you one. I'm sure it'll look adorable on you. Aw, don't cry. Save your tears for later. I can still taste your candy-like blood from those tears. You know, it makes me want to dig my fangs into your neck more. But I'll restrain myself for now. But only if you're a good pet and behave. I dreamed of this day, the day where I could finally take you, ever since the night we met. On that Valentine's Day, actually. It was adorable. I had such a cute stalker for a bit, until they got scared and stopped. Why did you stop? I liked the intention you gave me. I kind of felt offended, really. So I looked into why you stopped. You weren't scared, were you? You were being distracted by some other person from the day class. So I thought, I should do something before I lose you to them. So one night, I took that pathetic person of yours and took care of them. Well, what do you think I did? Their blood tasted so nice too. What a shame, really. Rena? you are friends with Rena from the night class. I forget. That annoying pet's to my side. Looks like I'll be having a few words with Rena tonight before class. Why are you being so protective of Rena? She's a vampire, you know. She's not a human like you. If she's smart, she'll leave you alone. Otherwise, I might just have to drain her myself. She does seem like she's getting in the way of us, though. Especially how you view her. You have to understand that you're mine and you're only allowed to look at me. Think of me, love me, and everything else. You can't and will not love anyone but me. Don't you see? Aw, you look adorable with that expression. It only excites me more. The fear that is visible in your face, I can even smell it. Well, I should probably get back to the academy. My class starts soon. Be a good pet and sit here, will you? Well, it's not like you can leave. All the windows and doors are locked, and I'm the only one with the key. I'll taste you later, pet. Oh, and don't worry about what I'll do with Rena. You know, if she's smart, she won't be much of a problem anymore. But who knows?